So we're going to do lesson number 200, and it's called Twisting the Spine by Sinking the Legs. So as you lie, you start off lying on your backs with your arms down by your sides, your legs long. And we've been kind of really targeting this upper back, mid-back area. And so that's what really this lesson is all about. So if you can think about for a moment this concept that if you're not clear about how to move in that middle part of your back, does it make sense that there's two options of where you would go to do a lot of movement? Right? It would be your neck and your lower back. Does that make sense? So this lesson is really about you getting the fluidity all the way throughout your spine so that neither your cervical spine or your lower back is overworking. Okay? So in saying that, as you're lying on the floor today, really notice, how do you sense your spine? How do you sense that area in between your shoulder blades? And how do you perceive or sense length, the length of your spine? And do you feel inside of yourself either that there's areas that you feel you could acquire more length, or maybe it's a feeling or sensation that it's just congested there and you can't even feel that area, that somehow it just feels like a mass, right? You don't even sense that they're vertebra. And that's really important to notice for yourself, because once you get clear about that, then you can start to bring sensation back to that area and clarity. So just really sense how your spine is today. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Again, like all lessons, go slow enough that you really can sense if there's any popping, any clicking, any discomfort. Good. And come back to center. And then let's just take a moment to observe your breathing and your breath, since we'll play with that a little bit in this lesson. So just notice there's two places that your breath is going to go. And if you'd like to place your hands there to have a greater sense, that's fine. One hand could go at your chest and one hand at your belly. And so everybody's a little different. You might take your breath in first into your chest and then it goes to your belly. Or you might be a person that it starts in the belly and comes a little bit into the chest. And there's no rights or wrongs. It's just really good to observe. When you inhale, where does it go? Where does the breath go? Where do you feel the expansion? Good. Okay, so now let's start with this little breathing part. So you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Keep your hands there. I think it helps. And so here's what you're going to do. You're going to take in a breath, and it'll sound a little strange. Some of you have done this before, so you're familiar. You take in a big breath, and you hold your breath. So that means you're not allowed to exhale. And once you take in a big breath, first determine, does your belly get really big or your chest? Because then you're going to move the breath to the other location. So I personally do best if I take in a big breath in my belly, and then it's like you pull it up to your chest. So your chest gets big and you suck your belly in, and then you push it back down. But there's no exhaling. So you should be able to go through three rounds of moving your breath before you need to exhale. Okay? So take in a breath.
I do potato breath work.
You don't want to do this? Why?
Because potato is they help me so much.
This is just feeling something different. This has to do with your diaphragm, which is your upper back. Just give it a try.
I can you do it 3 times without exhaling?
Easily. Take in a breath.
And just keep going.
So I'll just tell you, take in a really big breath till you're holding it. That's it. Now don't exhale. Now push it down in your belly. Push it down. There. Now pull it up. Now push it down. Pull it up. Push it down. So what you're doing is you're utilizing the breath to actually move the diaphragm, which is attached to the back of your spine. And it really helps open up this area. So you take in a breath, hold it, and now push your breath out into your belly. Push, push, push there, and now pull it back up. Push, 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 pull up. So everybody got it? Yes, no, maybe?
Yes.
Good. And now push your, there you go, and now push your belly out. Good, and pull it up. Beautiful, excellent. You're doing one of the best. Yeah. Do I dare say you're the first man that's doing it super well? You know, and what was really interesting is in this morning's class, there was a woman that absolutely, she eventually got it, but she couldn't do this, and she had all these issues around breathing. She couldn't believe that I brought this up to do. But she's never been able to go underwater. So this was huge for her. So Barb, give it a try. It's not about your breath. It's about the diaphragm.
Yeah, I did.
Okay? Because all you're doing is holding the air in, and you're moving it. Right? And you're feeling how much can you expand the lungs or push down where the diaphragm is. So try it a little bit more and see if you can now make it quick and then make it slow. Can you change the speed?
Check me.
Okay, you breathe all here, so hold it. Now push your belly. Push, pull, push. There you go. There. Excellent. Good. Okay, so let that go and lengthen your legs for a moment. So this is the thing you need to think about with breathing. Okay, there are all these things out there about how to breathe. And Moshe was really, I don't want to say the word against them, but breath occurs naturally. Thank goodness. It's the one thing in your system that is solidly built in. So what he observed, and this is what I want you to observe through this lesson, is your breath changes based on the environment and situation. So how you breathe when you swim is different than walking. How I breathe talking is different than sleeping, right? So your breath changes, and thank goodness it does. Imagine if we had to think how to change our breath, right? If you had to change your breath, right, think about it, we would all be dead by now. You wouldn't be able to do it consciously, right? So like when you start running, the breath changes, right? So how you're lying determines where your breath goes. So right now, you're lying on your back, so your breath goes to your chest or your belly, or a combination. But in a moment, we're going to roll onto your belly. And so it has to go somewhere else, doesn't it? If you're on your sides, it's got to go somewhere else. So in fact, the less you try to control a certain way of breathing and just allow breath to occur, the better off you are than trying to create a certain way of breathing, because it's built in. I mean, if I was to tell myself how to breathe when I ran, there'd be no way, you know? So that's just something to think about. And something that you can notice for yourself, like even if you're in a hurry, right, and you're rushing to get to the grocery store, your breathing will start to pick up right away. It's the first thing to change. And just think about how complicated it is to talk, to breathe, and swallow, right? It is complicated, right? So if we had to think about those things,
it's easier if you have your phone by your ear.
We'd all be dead, I'm certain. Okay, so in saying that, go ahead and roll over onto your stomach. You're going to place your left hand on top of your right. So if you have glasses, take them off. It'll be better with your glasses off. So left hand on top of the right, and like last week, that means your left ear is on the back of your left hand. And you're going to start off with your knees and legs a bit wide, bend at your knees, and bring your feet up. And you tilt. I think we did a little bit of this last week. I can't remember. So the inside of the soles are touching. So the knees are a little wider. That's it. And you're going to start to slide your right foot down the inside of the left. As your left leg starts to go out to the left. And so what is happening in this movement? We're starting off with you feeling the hip joints. So it's actually your hips are turning. And there's this moment as you're going to the left where the right leg slides down, it catches the right side of the pelvis and it lifts it up. Right? So it's the hip joint right now that catches the pelvis, and then the pelvis catches the spine. So you're all starting to feel a little bit of a twist. So just go to the left. Don't go to the right, just to the left. And feel that little bit of twist in your spine. And ask yourself, do you feel anything occurring in between the shoulder blades? Or is it all happening in your lower back? And so for right now, you might be just feeling everything lower, and that's okay. Just notice and draw attention to in between your shoulder blades. That's it. Okay, and come back, and you're just going to lengthen your legs and rest on your belly for a moment. So if you can think of your spine, right, like maybe you could think of it as like little round blocks, one stacked on top of another. And could it make sense to you that the last little block is attached to a big pelvis? It's a big block, and we're going to call it an anchor. So as that anchor starts to move, each block starts to turn and twist. And would it make sense to you that the block down in the lower back, right, is probably going to turn more, right? Each of them are going to turn a certain amount. It'll get smaller as you get up to the cervical spine. Okay, so let's change your hands right on top of left. Right ear on the back of your right hand. Bend your knees, bring the soles of your feet up together, tilt them so the inside edges are touching. And this time you're going to slide the left, so don't spread it quite as wide, that's part of the issue. So start to tilt the left foot down the inside and the right goes to the outside.
And we stop when we start to feel the lift up?
No, and I want you to let the lift up happen. And what I want you to think is letting more of that happen so you don't do so much side bending. And in fact, it's also the weight of the right leg going down that pulls the right hip up.
And
okay?
What's the side bending that you don't want me to
do? Well, you're not doing it now.
But what is it?
You were instead doing this.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So if your legs are too wide, you'll do side bending. Barb, a little closer. Yeah. If your legs are too wide, you're going to side bend. And if they're too close together, so Dave, you need to be a tad wider. There you go. And keep the soles of the feet leaning against each other, the inside. Okay, so go slow. How you doing? Okay? So as you're doing this, and it'll get clearer in the next version, can you imagine with your pelvis, again, it's this anchor. Right, so if you've ever been on a boat, right, they've got an anchor, and what do? They throw it overboard, right? And it's got all this weight, so it holds the boat, right? So if you were to throw this big anchor, your pelvis, over to the side, the pelvis actually moves away from you. So you're going to start to feel length. And this is what I want us to focus on in this movement. Many of you, what you start to do is you start to shorten in your lower back. And why do you shorten there? Because you don't have any concept that you have an upper back. So everything goes to your lower back. Good. Okay, come back, straighten your legs, and rest for a moment. And as you're resting now on your tummy, notice your back and your breathing. So notice how your breath goes there, right? Because the environment's changed. You can't really expand on your front side, can you? Because the earth is compressing it. So the breath has to go somewhere. And we've got all these great lessons. So that's why I think it'd be nice to do some where you learn to shift your breath into all these cool places, like under your armpits. And so you put your body in situations where the breath can't go anywhere else. And it's like having a large balloon inside of you and like learning to shove the balloon to all these different places. Because your breath is one of the greatest ways to create movement in your upper mid-back and in your ribs. So right now, just notice, are you a lower back breather or can you get your breath into your upper back? And so I even suggest you just hallucinate. I'll come over and touch some of you. And can you have that upper back raise up? And once you get it, it's really a delightful feeling. But again, it just shows you how much we go to the lower back. That's it. Because we really want to do all that breath down in the belly. Good. Okay, so let's put your left hand on top of your right again and your left ear on the back of your left hand. You're going to bend your knees again, bring your feet up towards the ceiling, but this time your knees and your ankles are glued together, right? So it's a constraint. It means you cannot separate them. Okay, Julie? I want you to do it. We're going to get out of this lower back. Okay, so you're going to start to tilt the legs over to the left, okay? And so that means the right knee must lift away from the floor. And think of this pelvis coming away from you. It's an anchor. So it pulls the whole spine. You'll even feel the right elbow drag along the floor instead of getting short in the lower back or even an SI joint. So think of the pelvis as this weight that's pulling away from you. Yeah. See, I know this is what's missing. So if that occurred, it won't get all short here. So you have to really think of your pelvis, and I'm going to come around and show you guys, but that it's moving away from you, as if you were going to put your bottom down over onto the bottom of the left side. And you'll start to feel a tug again underneath that right armpit. And you'll feel the difference when I really come and pull on your pelvis. And then you recreate it. And some of you are so used to pulling up.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, can I really go down? And just feel how good that feels on your front side, underneath that right armpit. You get long all along the front side. So until you get this, you will shorten in your lower back. So that's your whole focus, is this pelvis pulling down. So you get all this length. You literally can feel the pelvis pulling the vertebra away, right? And that's what you want from this movement. You don't want to have things be shortened. So as you tilt, think even the weight of your legs pull on your pelvis, and it pulls the spine.
I feel it all the way up.
Yeah, you feel it all the way underneath that right armpit. When you get that, it is such a great feeling. And it just shows for some of you how tight you are around that lower back from all this shortening. Good. This is what you need.
Yeah.
Just hang with it.
I know, because that was on a round instead of rotating. So this is new.
Okay, come back and pause. Rest on your tummy. And feel that breath and breathing again into your back. And is it a little bit more open in your back?
Yes.
So can you expand there a little bit more? Is it just easier for your back to rise and fall? You can rest your legs. Yeah. Good. So let's try the other side. So right hand on top of left. Right ear on the back of your right hand. Bend your knees. Bring your knees and feet together. And then you'll tilt the legs to the right. Remember, that left knee has to lift, and think of that pelvis as an anchor. The weight of the pelvis moving away from you is going to pull every vertebra in your back. So you get all this length. So in fact, every time you rotate, you're getting length. You're getting longer and taller, right? Instead of more compacted. And it feels so good on the front side, especially under the armpit and that chest area. It's like, oh my gosh. And the pelvis is a lot of weight, so you use it. We got these two endpoints, the pelvis and the head, that have got a lot of weight. I know. I know, doesn't it feel great? I know, you all would like me to just keep doing this, circulating around. Well, and that's the thing. Once you get the feeling, is that hopefully you can start to create it for yourself. Right? You feel all those ribs on the left side pull apart. And Jennifer said it so well. What some of you are used to doing is, because you shorten in the lower back so much, you want to curl your pelvis under to get length, right? Instead of learning how to get length with the extension. So that's what I just really want the whole focus of this lesson to be. And then that occurs because of the weight of the pelvis, and the weight of the pelvis opens this upper back. Right? Just think of it as an anchor, and it drops like an anchor being thrown over the boat, and it just pulls that whole chain. Are you snoozing? Mm-hmm. I've lost Barb today.
No. So are we letting our left elbow?
Yes. Okay. You let your left elbow drag.
Okay, good.
The more it drags, the better it is. So
Right. Again,
that pelvis is like this anchor. And it pulls away from you. And it pulls.
I feel my mid, right up in between my scapula.
Yeah, that's where I want you to feel it. That's what will open up. But what most people don't realize is why we have so much lower back pain is because we overuse our lower back. We're just doing everything there. Good. Okay, let that go, and go ahead and roll onto your back and rest now. And as you're resting, bring your awareness back to your breath and your breathing, and just see how it is. So I'm going to guess for all of you, it's bigger And that doesn't mean you're taking in a bigger breath. It means somehow the lift is larger and more expansive.
Yep.
Right? And we didn't do any breathing exercises. That occurred because you challenged your breathing to go into your back, so then when you now have your chest free, it's much more expansive. And how's everybody doing with the lower back? Are we getting, is anybody in discomfort, or are we all okay?
Okay.
Aha!
I feel it, but just...
Okay, so let me keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
So the more you get this length idea, you're never going to feel it in your lower back again. See how good it is to bring something up to me, because you get my mind churning and I'm going to figure it out for you. Okay, so let's roll back over onto your stomach. Let's start with the left hand on top of the right. You're going to bend the knees again and bring the feet up. Knees and feet are together. So your left ear is on the back of your left hand. There you go. Okay. So this time it's a little trickier, okay? This time we're going to tilt the legs to the right, okay? So what this does is this creates a double twist in your back.
How far apart are the knees?
Knees are glued. Knees and feet are glued. So you're not going to go as far, and you're going to feel a place high up in your back where the change of the curve occurs. And I want you to try to find that location, as well as keep in mind the pelvis is this weight dropping away from you. So you're getting length in the double twist. And so the double twist is like, I think I've said it before, so keep your knees together so this knee will come off, and that'll give you a much bigger twist. Yes. So let that left knee lift and that pelvis pull, and feel somewhere in here is when it turns. So, you know, it's like when you squeeze out a wash rag, right, which you probably have never paid attention to, but it's kind of fascinating. One hand goes one way and the other hand twists the other, right? And so when you get this really good twist, all the water squeezes out. Well, what happens with movement is when you get this really good twist, it's right in that upper back, right? It encourages, because they're butting up against each other, to move. The double twist creates the movement. So when we go back to the single twist, places that maybe weren't twisting are on board now. That's how long I want you to be. So not to be in a hurry. It's not about how far you can go. It's really in this lesson a lot with your mind. And for some of you, almost might have to have the sensation of pulling the tailbone down a little bit. Yes. So if the tailbone is pulling down a little bit as the pelvis is drawing down, see if that keeps you out of your lower back. Let's try that with you, Jennifer, too. So, because some of you, as soon as you start to rotate, you hike up. It's just a built-in habit. So think of down, yeah. Now think of, yes, that's the idea.
Whoa. I did not go that far on my own.
That's it. Make sure you're breathing. Good. Good. Okay, come back to center. Just pause and rest with your legs long. Okay, so let's have the left ear still once again on the back of the left hand on the right hand. So same way, right? Exact same way. Bend your knees again, knees and feet together. And now we're going to go back to tilting the legs to the left, the first version. So remember, when you do that, the right knee has to lift. And just see, did something get clear in the upper back? Can you feel your head being dragged now? So if you really get the pelvis to pull away from you, you're now going to feel the head drags. How cool is that? So now you've got the whole spine, right? So in fact, this is probably one of the greatest lessons for the cervical spine. So again, really avoid letting that lower back crunch up. You want to feel it pull down. That's it, Joan. See how that grabs the neck? You getting it, Julie? Okay, come back. Remember, think of tucking a little bit and just that you've got weight. The weight of your legs is just going to pull you down. That's better. Now, can you start to go both ways? So tilt once to the left, slowly come back through the center, and once to the right.
And keep our head to the right?
Yes, you never change your head. And every time you do it, you're asking, remember thinking of the vertebra as like little round blocks? You're getting them to move. They're learning to move relative to one another in those places where they've been all blocked together. So each time the legs tilt, you're just actually increasing movement up there, which is going to give you freedom. So it's not about how far your legs go. Most importantly is this weight of the pelvis, that you feel the pelvis is pulling on your whole spine, and you feel this pulling down. You get length. It's like a tug all the way up to your neck, and the elbows are pulled on. The space underneath the armpits gets longer. Good. Okay, let's roll onto your backs and let it go.
It's so different from laying on your back and doing it. It's like
completely different. Completely different. So lie with your legs long. So those of you that have got the back issues, I'm really asking you to challenge yourself. Can you lie with the legs long? And do you still have length there? Right, I want to avoid this bending the knees, bringing the knees into the chest thing. Okay? It's just it's a bad habit, you know? Right, and it's like, so just think of it this way. If that is the only way you feel length, right? I'm writing an article on this. Then you're really limited, right? So in this work, the more that you have options and choices for feeling length, right, today, the better off you are. Does that make sense to everybody? Right? So I'm writing an article about fear. Because fear can be paralyzing, traumatizing, right? And the one thing that can free you up from that is to know that there's options. But often in the moment, right, we don't think there's an option, right? We're just gripped by whatever's in front of us. Does that make sense?
I feel more arch in my back, in my lower back.
Do you feel an arch the whole way up or just your lower back?
The whole way.
Okay, then that's good. Yeah, fear's an interesting thing. If we think about it, like when you're a little baby, you have no idea what fear is. Like emotions are acquired. I remember Mia was really little. I think she was like between 2 and 3. And she loved movies. So I got a hold of the movie, and I didn't know what the movie was about, Black Beauty. I had no idea it was so emotional, right? And so I'm just crying and sobbing. And Mia's just, like, got this smile on her face because she's identifying, yay, it's like a horsey. It's an animal, right? And that's when it occurred to me. She has no idea, right? She didn't know what the story was about, and she didn't know the emotion of feeling sad. So we acquire our emotions over time, right? It was just really fascinating. And then I always thought, well, will she ever, you know, now she's as emotional as me. So, which makes me also wonder, is it because I'm in her environment and she's seen my reaction? How much of it is her development? And it's a combination, you know, because we observe what other people do and their reaction, right?
That's why the babies in orphanages in foreign countries often are stunted emotionally and mentally and physically because their caretakers are not showing them the range of emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Oh my God. Okay. So let's go back over onto our tummy. This time we'll put the right hand on top of the left. Our right ear is on the back of the right hand. You'll bend your knees and bring your feet up towards the ceiling, keeping those knees and feet glued together. And we're going to take the legs. Remember, now we're going opposite. So the legs will go to the left, right? This is going to create that double twist. And as you're twisting, give weight to that pelvis pulling away. And feel where that place, if you can. It's really cool if you can eventually feel in your back where the change of the twist occurs. So just go the one way. So come back. Yeah, let's just go to the left. We'll eventually combine them. But where is that place?
Right about where your hand is.
Uh-huh. And so super wonderful if you can recognize, ah, that's where the change occurs. Then if you can do that, the next thing to try is to see if you can change the location. So could you move it up higher? Could you let the weight of the legs take a little bit more of the ribs? And could the double twist happen up higher? And just if you think about it, it might happen. That's it, Julie. Let's see, Jennifer, that's good. Down.
Yeah, I'm not doing that on my own.
Not like any of you want to add weight into your pelvis, but maybe if you add some weight, you know, you just think it's like this bell or whatever it takes to have it come a little bit away, that's it, from you. Good. Now slowly add in going through center and taking the legs to the right. Right? So it's really gentle. This is a really gentle and very repetitious lesson. The whole idea is to get out of your lower back and to free this upper back so you get length throughout your whole spine. And your cervical spine is going to feel amazing.
So you actually have to push it.
That yeah, you do. You got to think of it. That's why I'm saying you push it down.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. Okay. And then let's let that go and roll onto your back again and see how you are. Legs long. And so just again, notice if each time you roll onto your back, you're feeling more length. And it should be like a nice long arc the whole way down, right? So as you're getting more movement in the upper back, it's feeling longer down in the lower back. And usually the place that you should be, you know, I shouldn't say should, but your weight is down in your tailbone, right? Somewhere right in between your buttocks cheeks, right? Where you have the most weight. And then from that point up, it's just like this gradual arch all the way up. And so then the next place that you have the greatest point of weight is your head. And so now notice, how is your breath and your breathing? How's that breath with your chest and along the front side?
More than here.
Great. Fabulous. You really feel it, the pressure here?
Between the shoulder
right here?
Blades, farther down.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, we'll work on that. Yeah. That's where we need to get to next.
Okay.
Yeah, so we don't want it there. So that's a good awareness. And then let's see if in the next couple, the next movement or two, that can get less. You know, and that's kind of that area we were really working on, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's roll again onto your stomach. And this time I'm going to ask you to put your forehead down, and you're going to interlace your hands and place them on the back side of your head. And really have the elbows out to the side. It's like the elbows are weight. You're doing great. Onto your head, onto your the floor. So it creates weight with your hands. I don't want any wings in the air. Okay? Bend your knees, bring your feet up. That's it. Okay, and we're going to continue with taking the legs to each side. But so we've straightened out the neck this time. So it should give us more freedom to get movement in the mid-back. So start by taking the legs to the left, which means the right knee lifts, that pelvis pulls down, and you should feel your head being pulled under your hands. There's going to be a little movement on your forehead, and then you come back to the center. And then you go to the other side. And please take your time. You go at the speed in which you can feel the pelvis pull, the head pull. Right? So there's no hurry. Let's see. That's it. So if we can get that little bit in here. Yeah. That's our place. That's it. So again, the key is that pelvis is like an anchor. You're dropping it into the water, right? So everything has to pull down and away. And your mind is very powerful. So just having the thought encourages the action. So tuck this, there you go. Right, you need to have the thought for the action to occur. Because otherwise, you will stay in that shortening phase.
Are we pressing down with our hands too?
Your elbows actually widen. You should feel your armpits like widen as you go to each side a little bit.
Okay. So we're not preventing our head from moving.
No, your head's going to pull a little bit on the floor. And that's a good thing. That's it. And then think down. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay. I have to like do this to.
Yeah, and I don't want you to do that. I want you to really stay in your pelvis. That's it. And let's just do it maybe one or two more times. And even ask yourself, maybe you don't go as far. See if you can get the same amount of tug without taking yourself so far. Right? Because we have this attachment that we need to do something big to get a result. But it's more in your thought process of what you're imagining to occur. So do it a little smaller and get the same result.
I feel that in my neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we took the curve out. Okay, so let it go and go ahead and roll on your backs again. Rest. And legs long. Try to avoid that bending the knees, pulling them in. Right? Look for the length. And it's almost like where your waistline is, right? We've increased this space between the lower ribs and your pelvis. Good. So feel how that feels. How is the spine feeling? And can you go back and notice the places maybe you noticed at the beginning of the lesson where it might have felt congested or dense or lack of awareness? How has that changed? You know, even if it's just that you have the slightest glimpse that there's space there and there's individuality, that's huge. Because see, it's got to be in your mind first and your capacity to sense it before you can utilize it. Otherwise, it'll stay a block. And then let's go back to your breath and your breathing. And so how is that now? Right? Do you just feel how much more expansive the breath has become? And maybe you can even feel the ribs under your armpits even expand out to the sides. And perhaps you can even encourage the breath to go into your back. Even though you're lying on it, you can feel the breath go there. So it presses slightly a little bit more to the floor. But it's not the spine, it's where the breath goes. And then let's go ahead and have you slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And go slow enough that you can feel the quality of rolling your head. Hopefully, it's a feeling as if your head is almost floating. Like you, when you're moving with such fluidity, you really don't feel bones anymore. Right? Children don't have an awareness that there's a skeleton in them. They don't feel the bones because there's so much fluidity. But it's when we get stagnant that we start to notice these places. Good. And then just take one more minute here to enjoy lying on your back and think about, in this lesson, either where did you have the greatest sense of change or awareness, or what really feels good to you from this lesson that you'll take away with you? Okay, so in taking your time, let's have you go ahead and roll to a side. If you need to pause there, that's fine. And then eventually coming up to sitting and then standing.